Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on your soul purpose. We're actually going to be playing a song called Soul Purpose. And it's really about how to access your purpose in life by using sound and vibration. So our intention is that everybody might find their purpose and do it. Okay. Before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. If you're in the area, we're doing our open house tomorrow. It's a wonderful time where we do a lot of sound meditations and get people really high. We talk about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we also put people on sound tables and sound lounges and vibrate people into bliss all day long. From 1 to 6, you can come part of the time. If you are coming into the city, there's Bay Breakers, so you might want to come a little bit early. I found out that to get across Market, you have to either go on Highway 1 or Embarcadero. But come on over if you're local. If not, fly in. Okay. And then we've got a sound healing event with a couple of people. Actually, next Friday is a concert, a sound healing concert at Grace Cathedral with a lot of people, Jai Uttal, and a lot of people. I highly recommend that on May 24th. I can also get you tickets for 10% off. And then we've also got Bodhi, Sechko, and Cypress, who are doing a concert here or sound healing event Sunday, June 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Let's see, the next big thing we have happening is the Mount Shasta workshop, July 13th and 14th, and the morning of the 15th in Mount Shasta. And it's almost sold out. We actually have about 10 spots left. Sells out every year. So if you're interested, I would get tickets right away. And it's an amazing time. We're right at Stewart Mineral Springs. And then on the third day, we go up on the mountain. And it's just a really high time out in nature doing sound. And you can find that on our website, soundhealingcenter.com. The big thing we have happening is our sound healing conference, and that's September 20th to the 23rd. We've got 25 exhibitors. We've got 25 presenters as well. Probably the one I'm most excited about is Kevin James is coming from Bali. He's been to our conference before. Oh my God, the best kirtan ever. The most heart open person I've met I think in a really long time, and it's really incredible. But the whole event is amazing. It's in Sherith Israel Temple, which is a spectacular temple, really beautiful, and it's just a really heart-opening, wonderful time. So tickets are still you can still get a discount if you buy by June 1st. And it's at globesoundhealingconference.com. And then, let's see, we've also got our summer intensive coming up, which is really amazing. We've got 12 different instructors that teach. It's actually June 4th to the 14th. And it's about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. teaches you many skills on how to open up your own practice, because we are a vocational school. And it also teaches you how sound works in the universe and in the body, so you can understand and train the mind into connection to nature. It also do many meditations to really get you in the zones, because the more you're in the zone, the more you can help others. And it's 10 to 9:30 every day. You could just come from June 4th to the 14th. The second half is August 3rd to the 13th. although you don't have to do both parts. You could just do the first part. The first part in June are the classes that are best done here. You could even do the second half online. And if you can't be here 10 to 9:30, we actually, it happened to work out that the classes, there are a lot of classes that are in the evenings and weekends that you could do. And if you're working in the daytime. So if you contact me, I can send you a detailed schedule of the night and weekend classes. So that's our whole certificate program in June and August. The 3.5 month version starts September 3rd, and that's three nights a week. We also have our online version with live instructors, which is Tuesday, Thursday nights and Saturday mornings. And that starts just next week or June 1st. And it works really well online if you can't make it. We also have the classes by video if you couldn't make those times. Both the certificate program online and here at the Institute go into the degree program. The certificate's the first semester. You can actually do the entire degree online with live instructors, or you can come here and play with all of our toys, right? Either one works well. Or you can even do a combination as well. We also have a recording class. We've got the summer intensive recording class, which is July 1st to the end of July, and it's 5 days a week, and includes music theory, how to record, mix, produce. It's very incredible class. I wrote the number one selling book in the world on audio recording and sound healing, so you get a really interesting perspective on how to record and mix and produce music and do MIDI and play keyboards. There's also a music theory part as well. So that's happening. We'll also have that happening online over the summer as well. We haven't set the date yet. You can find all of this information at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our therapy center, where we've got a wide range of treatments here and online. We also do voice analysis. We even sell the voice analysis program, where we can find what's wrong with you. Or you can do a root soul assessment, where we find what's right and then give you a CD and that key. We also have our store with a wide range of crystal and alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got didgeridoos. We've got sound tables, sound lounges, bass pods. We have a sound vest now, all these vibrational tools. And we also have my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, which is the number one selling book in the field of sound healing. And also, we've also got the recording books as well, which are just came out, the latest edition of The Art of Mixing and Art of Producing as well. So here we've got completely separate programs, which are recording and sound healing. So a lot of people actually do both. So that's what's happening. Let's talk about your soul purpose. It's interesting. A lot of people I've come across are stressed about not finding their soul purpose. I was talking to a major psychic a couple months ago, and I asked her, you know, she'd been doing this for 30 years. I said, what's the most important question anybody could ask you? And she said, what is my purpose in life? And it was really interesting. I mean, I feel like I've found my purpose to do sound healing and help bring it into the mainstream, right? And I'm really focused on that in detail. So every project that I come up with is based on being able to help the most people possible, really changing the whole medical field so that we don't kill people when they go to the hospital, right? So there's no side effects, and making it less expensive and also more effective. I mean, it's actually incredible that one of our instructors, actually one of my students, did a final paper, their final paper for the degree on the medical field. She actually worked in the pharmaceutical business and then worked for the NIH. And she had a paper that showed precisely the percentage of how well all the different types of treatments in hospitals work. And almost all of them were less than 30%, especially in the mental health field. It's like way less than 30%, right? And it's really shocking. So to be able to bring, you know, sound into the field, into the mainstream, so that we can heal ourselves and heal each other and take our power back from the pharmaceutical companies. There's a lot of good things that hospitals do, you know, but it could really be changed dramatically. Also, the biggest thing I've come across is my purpose is to help the children. We got a $100,000 grant to take our entire curriculum of sound healing. We interviewed all of our instructors into two Montessori schools, and we're setting up the Sound Education Association to bring it into public and private schools. We've already created over 2,000 exercises for the kids from every age of 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And I see that's going to help. I mean, if that gets, or I should say, when that gets implemented by the government in schools throughout the world, it will change kids dramatically, who will then change other people dramatically, right? So I feel like I'm really lucky that I have my sole purpose. I've found it very clearly. But it's interesting, you know, my close friend says all the time, I don't know what my purpose is in life. And it's interesting because she is such a sweetheart and transmits so much loving energy to people she's around. And, you know, I'm thinking that's her purpose, is really to just be kind to people, right? That could be a person's purpose, and really show people kindness and how to do kindness. I mean, that's always good. But, you know, I mean, often we think of it as our our business. What's our purpose in business? And people get really frustrated. And it's really, you know, it's tricky because, you know, everybody's struggling. I mean, the way the system is set up, I mean, we're like most people are struggling to make ends meet, you know. So to be able to do your purpose is really tricky, you know, especially in fields like sound healing that aren't in the mainstream enough so that we can, you know, a lot of people are not making a whole lot of money in the field right quite yet. Although there's some people doing really well now, and it's really coming into the mainstream in the hospitals. So it's interesting because, you know, when I meditate on it, the number one thing I think about is it doesn't really matter as much what your purpose is as whether you are doing service instead of focused on your own. Now, you have to take care of yourself first, right, to be able to help others. But it's interesting, when I look at all the people in classes and people, when I just ask people, you know, what do they want to do in life? I mean, well, of course, a lot of people in the mainstream are, I want to make a lot of money. You know, I want to find love. I want to, you know, be comfortable. And it's not very common that people say, I want to help as many people as possible. Although around here, it is more common than in the mainstream. And, you know, it's interesting. Service is really the whole deal. I was talking with my friend who actually is really in alignment with service. She used to live in Mount Shasta, and she was at Panther Meadows and got a download to set up a company called Phoenix Voyage to bring together technologies for free energy and technologies and information for sustainable food and all types of other information, and bring it into third world countries to help people, you know, survive and do well and thrive. And because her whole thing is on serving and helping people, she's now getting over $500 million to do this project. Like I always say, when you focus on bringing money through you instead of into you, you're bringing money through you to help others, then spirit goes, right on, right on, let's do it, right? And it's also just feels the best. Now, I've been reading, as you know, if you listen to this show, I've been reading Alice Bailey. And Alice Bailey is even talking about what is your motivation for what you're doing. It is so critical to have a clean motivation for what you're doing, right? And it's really interesting because, I've still got a bit of an ego. I mean, there's a part of me, although I have to say this, I go 10 years ago, or probably the longer, I was thinking, it's cool to help others. Right? I might get some kudos for that, to help others, right? And then over the years, it's become more, it's the only game in town. And it's not just cool. And then there's a part of me that's in the back of my head going, well, if you help others, then maybe you'll get the girl, or maybe you'll get more power. And the power is important to be able to help more people, right? But so there is a thing that sometimes pops in my head, oh, this is kind of cool. It will help me in, from an ego perspective. But now that's not my focus. So it's even since I've realized that, it's even gotten clearer to be, on to help other people in a very, I mean, that's like the whole deal. So it's interesting to really look at your own motivations for what you're doing and really see if it's really clear, because people see it. I mean, it's really obvious. You can see it in anybody's business. If you're around somebody for even probably 15 minutes or half hour, you really can tell what their motivation is. I mean, what their whole deal is about. And it's so beautiful to come across people that are just so purely wanting to help other people, right? It's very cool. It's like you can just relax because they're not wanting to get anything from you, right? It's so great when you come across other people that are just wanting to help others. And then instead of, oh, let me give you my non-disclosure so we don't get ripped off here or so you don't steal it. Instead of that, it's like, how can we work together to help as many people as possible? And it's like, oh my God, it's so great. It's so great. I mean, I've got so many projects right now. It's like, I don't want to put it out there, but if a project got stolen, who would care? It's like, really, that means it's moving forward to help more people, right? There's a story that I often tell people about this that really actually changed my life in this respect. And it's a story from a book by Hermann Hesse. Maybe I've told it before. It's in The Glass Bead Game. It's actually a short story in the back of The Glass Bead Game by Hermann Hesse. And the story is that there's this guy, young guy, that's out in the woods, and he comes across this guy meditating. And he looks at him and he goes, oh my God, this guy is so at peace. And he seems so wise. Oh my God, this is unbelievable, the energy of this guy meditating. And he goes up to him and he says, hi, how can I obtain this? And the guy says, first go to the river and get me some water, please. And he says, okay, so it goes over to the river, and at the river, he comes across this guy who looks at him and says, you're the long-lost prince. And he goes, oh my God, your father just died, and you are now the king of the land. He's like, oh my God. So he actually takes him back to the castle or to wherever, and over a long period of time, he starts thriving. He's running the whole country, and he finds his love and gets married, and then there's a war of a country next over tries to take over them, and there's a big war, and they kill his wife, and he's like really in despair and just feeling not good about it, anything, and just feeling really down, and then he wakes up next to the river, and it was all a dream. So he's thinking, so he goes back to the guy who's meditating, and he goes, how do I know this is not a dream? This moment right now. I mean, how do I know it's all not a dream? I may just wake up. What are we supposed to do if it's all a dream? And the guy says, you forgot the water. It's all about service, helping others. Take care of yourself. Don't hurt yourself because you got to be healthy to help others. Do what you need to do to be comfortable, to be able to help others, and then set your focus on helping others. It's so interesting. There's a major shift when somebody goes from focusing on their own health problems, which is good, it's important, to focusing on how to help others. Sometimes when people just change their mindset and stop focusing on how to heal themselves and start helping others, all of their problems go away. Isn't that amazing? There's something that spirit likes. Spirit kicks in whenever you start focusing on helping others. I just saw a quote actually just a couple of days ago that said, when you help others, it's like you help yourself fourfold. So, I've got a recording here about finding your soul purpose. And what we did with this recording is I had everybody, we set an intention that everybody on the planet might find their soul purpose. And so we toned that intention for 2 hours and then I edited it down. So it's like basically we got like 40 people toning that everybody might find their sole purpose for 10 minutes here. So if you like, it's really effective. Tone along with the intention of finding your own sole purpose. Or if you've already found it, making it clear and resonating it into manifesting even better. Right? So tone along with your intention. It's interesting, you know, what we're going to get into is getting downloads for your soul purpose and where to go to access it. Really setting your intention to find your soul purpose is really good. That's really the best. But also when you go to a place of peace and stillness, that's where often we find our soul purpose, when we're completely in the zone, right? Sometimes it happens when you first wake up. So we'll be talking about those in a bit as well, ways to access places to go with sound where you might find your soul purpose. It was really interesting toning this for 10 minutes straight, or for 2 hours straight, actually, when we actually did it. And really visualizing everybody finding their purpose. Then the next step is to find how to do your purpose. That's often even the trickier part, because it's nothing more frustrating than finding your purpose and then not being able to actually manifest it, right? Also going to that place of peace that sound so often brings you to. When you're in complete peace and silence and stillness, like at the end of a crystal bowl fade, or after toning for 10 minutes, often information just comes to you. It's when you're in a state of theta, which is that state where you're at peace, the information just comes to you. Sometimes you can access higher beings. It's interesting, you know, when you set an intention to get help to find your purpose or to manifest it, that's really cool, you know, because I don't really go off and do stuff until I get, it's hard to describe, it's like I see the path in light. That's the only way I can describe it. I see the path in light, and then I'm off and running, because it's like I've got to be able to see how it could actually happen and actually feel it like it could really happen. And I mean, sometimes you can start without that. Okay, we're ready. So go ahead and tone along with soul porpoise. Peace is a amazing place for creativity. Course, there's many ways to go to peace with sound. Any of the consistent tones, which are crystal bowls, even tuning forks, Tibetan bowls, the voice. But as I've mentioned often, the slow fade on a bowl, or even a fade where a rhythm slows down and gets slower and slower and slower, brings you to that place of stillness where the sound is still humming in the air and still hear the frequency of what we just listened to in the air. As I always say, peace is a frequency humming consistently. You can have silence and not be at peace at all. And when you go to this place of peace, we often get downloads. I think this is a place where higher beings like to hang out as well, this place of stillness. Whether it's archangels, ascended masters, positive aliens, Arcturians, Andromedans, Sirians, Palladians, Hathors, or even just the divas of nature, right? It's really the place where often you get help. Doreen Virtue would say, just ask for help. The angels are up there just hanging out, bored to death. Just ask for help. And they go, okay, got something to do now. Right? But it's interesting when you find your purpose and you start working on service. I think what I've seen, and I know people I could mention right now who are totally service oriented and are not doing well, are practically homeless. In fact, I know some people that are totally homeless, that are totally service oriented. You can't do service if you just go off and focus only on that sometimes, because you won't have the wherewithal. So I think it's really important, as you can guess, to figure out a business that you can do that won't take all your time and psychic energy and leave you time to still work on the service part and build that into something that sustains you. Now, I think it's really important to take it slow and do it in a way that you can still survive. Often, information about this path or about your purpose at all comes from nature. Often, when I'm at the beach, is when I get downloads. Or it might just be actually got a download just the day before yesterday from an owl. My friend told me yesterday she gets downloads from hummingbirds all the time, right? They tell her information. I love this world, right? So nature can be one of the best. So I'm going to play a song called Creative Spirit, which is all about the beauty of nature. And so we'll use nature to bring in our purpose of service for all and how to manifest it. Enjoy.
Thank you.
course, when we tune into nature, we often think maybe our purpose is to help nature and preserve it, right? Another way you can access information is by using binaural beats, which are rhythms created by two frequencies, one in the left ear and one in the right ear, that synchronize the left and right brain and entrain you into different brainwave states. When these binaural beats are tuned to you, it's way more effective. Alpha is good for creative problem solving if you're trying to really get information on how to manifest your purpose. I would say that theta is the main download, creative download state, though. Theta is where you're kind of a little spaced out and information just comes in. But there's a binaural beat, so to speak, that's in the atmosphere that's triggered by lightning. It's called the Schumann resonance. And it's right on the threshold of theta and alpha. And that rhythm, which is part of nature as well, is our main frequency in nature that we're tuned to. Our brains are actually synchronizing to that rhythm whenever you're out in nature, except when you're in the city, you don't get it. So that's a really good one to tune to, the Schumann resonance frequency, because you're tuning to nature and doing binaural beats. If you're a bee, like I am, I'm the note of bee, then it's even better because the Schumann resonance is in bee, so it's totally tuned to you, right? But it's still really good. So let's listen to the Schumann binaural beats, the BBFs. These are just two frequencies in the left and right ear, one in the left, one in the right, that are creating a rhythm like whoa, 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 whoa. So it's not music. And just tune into this with the intention of finding and manifesting your purpose. Thank you. We end up at this place that is quite common, which is desire to find our purpose, desire for something, which actually creates a chaotic, unstable vibration. Abraham says it sets off rockets of desire that spirit actually responds to. But if you're worried or ever not feeling at peace around your purpose, it is not going to come in. It's much more likely to come in when you're at peace. So the best place to be is to imagine what it would feel like if you've already found your soul purpose, not only found it, already manifested it in the world, already changed the world in the way that you would like, the way the world needs. What would that feel like? And then, in order to resonate that stronger, which will help manifest it, make the sound of it. It's already done. There's a new medical system on the planet that is totally healthy for everybody and is inexpensive and very effective. All children grow up in their body being vibrated by consistent, stable vibrations, learning how to express themselves freely in health. And everybody on the planet has found their soul purpose. Hold that intention for the rest of the weekend, week ahead, months ahead, lifetimes. It's already done. Thanks for listening and take care.